We are waiting.
I am waiting for my case to come up.
And I am waiting for a rebirth of wonder.
And I am waiting for someone to really discover America and whale
for the discovery of a new symbolic Western frontier.
And I am waiting for the American eagle to really spread its wings and straighten up and fly right.
And I am waiting for the war to be fought, which will make the world safe for anarchy.
And I am waiting for the final withering away of all governments.
And I am perpetually awaiting a rebirth of wonder.
I am waiting for the great divide to be crossed. And I am anxiously waiting for the secret of eternal life to be discovered by an obscure general practitioner.
And I am waiting to set sail for happiness.
And I am waiting
for a reconstructed Mayflower to reach America with its picture story and TV rights sold in advance to the natives.
And I am waiting for the lost music to sound again in the lost continent in a new rebirth of wonder.
Dave Chappelle's new Netflix special is brilliant, so the woke are gunning for him again with cries of transphobia and homophobia.
Activist and actress Rose McGowan elicited a mixed response after blasting the self-importance of Netflix workers who stage a walkout in opposition to the latest Dave Chappelle comedy special and its alleged transphobia. "I hear your feelings got hurt by Dave Chappelle," McGowan tweeted, in a mocking message to Netflix employees and supporters who participated in Wednesday's walkout demonstration, adding, "Tease off, you brats." Ahead of the protest, organizers called on Netflix to do better and claimed that Chappelle's special, titled The Closer, harms the trans community. During the special, which has received mixed reviews from critics but praise from its audience, the comedian makes several jokes against woke movements in the U.S. and at one point says gender is a fact. Chappelle, however, never says he does not believe in transgenderism. Netflix has thus far defended the special and refused to take it down or present it with a trigger warning, as some critics have called on the company to do. CEO Ted Sarandos did say ahead of this week's protest that he screwed up internal communications about the special ahead of its release. McGowan, however, says concerns about equal rights are not at the heart of the Chappelle controversy, but rather fake activism and obnoxious self-importance. "Do any of you twerps know your paycheck comes from the deeply corrupt? Your bosses are DOJ CIA stooges in on smearing Assange in a fake documentary meant to misinform," she wrote, apparently referencing a controversial new Alex Gibney-directed documentary on WikiLeaks. McGowan is far from the first to question the motives of the protesters, as the demonstration, which included dozens of Netflix employees and also Chappelle supporters there in counter-protest, devolved into verbal and physical clashes that left many watching scratching their heads. Organizer and activist Ashley Marie Preston at one point said they were there to speak to Chappelle's master and claimed later that the black comedian can be an oppressor, despite also being oppressed because of his race. At another point during the day's events, one counter-protester holding a sign reading "I like Dave" saw his sign destroyed by a Chappelle protester, only to have the crowd then push him back and claim he was carrying a weapon as he held the remnants of his destroyed sign. The partisan nature of the Chappelle debate led McGowan's message to receive a mixed response on social media, with some blasting the actress' form of blunt activism, while others celebrated her for breaking from the typical Hollywood political mold. Despite there being calls for his special to be removed from Netflix's platform, Chappelle has not seen a major wave of Hollywood support in the wake of controversy. In fact, some fellow artists have joined in opposition calls, including actress Alyssa Milano and fellow comedian Wanda Sykes. Chappelle appears relatively unaffected by the controversy. He's continued touring the country, many of his shows also featuring podcaster and comedian Joe Rogan, himself no stranger to opposition from corporate media and liberal activists. Rogan has defended his colleague, saying there he is not a homophobic or transphobic person. "It's fun, it's just making jokes, that doesn't mean hate. This is the problem with today. If you don't have an enemy, you make an enemy," he said this week on his podcast. "Chappelle is the greatest comedian of his generation, but you'd better enjoy him while you can, because we need Hollywood would rather virtue signal than entertain." Firebrand comedian Dave Chappelle's latest Netflix stand-up special The Closer has, not surprisingly, been met with outrage by all the usual woke suspects. Headlines like "Dave Chappelle faces backlash for troubling trans jokes" from Newsweek, and Deadline stories declaring that the executive producer of Dear White People is done with Netflix because the streaming service dared run Chappelle's homophobic special, jump out when Googling the comedian's name. Chappelle has a woke bullseye on his back once again, because in The Closer he simply does what every great comedian is supposed to do, humorously speak truths that ordinary people are too intellectually conditioned or socially cowardly to dare articulate. And make no mistake, Chappelle is unquestionably the greatest stand-up comedian of his generation, and is in the discussion of the best stand-up comedians of all time. And while The Closer isn't nearly his best effort, it does nothing to damage his prestigious position atop the comedy world. Chappelle opens The Closer by informing his audience that this is going to be his last special for a minute. Like Michael Corleone, Chappelle is settling all family business with the aptly titled show, and there was a lot of business stirred up by his recent run of six extraordinary Netflix specials, from 2017's The Age of Spin through 2019's Sticks and Stones. Chappelle's uproarious evisceration of the sensitivities and absurdities of white feminists, the LGBTQ community, and trans people in particular in those numerous Netflix specials has been what has made him public enemy number one among the woke. In The Closer, he once again pulls no punches and peppers his audience with quality bits, like his children's book titled Clifford the Big Black Nair, and his movie idea involving a conquering group of entitled aliens returning to Earth, titled Space Jews, both of which are masterly woven and defiantly delivered. It's his jaunt through the minefield of feminism and LGBTQ issues, though, that has once again riled the reactionary woke brigade and incensed the Torquemadas of Twitter. For instance, Chappelle's blistering insights regarding the class and race issues woven into feminism, hashtag MeToo's performative idiocy, and the notion that gays are minorities until they need to be white again, are ruthlessly on point. It's when he wades once more into the dangerous waters of transgenderism, though, that he is most brutally effective as both a comedian and a philosopher, and is no doubt most offensive to those with delicate sensibilities laying prone on their fainting couches. Chappelle declares himself, like Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling, to be a TERF, trans-exclusionary radical feminist. He also says gender is a fact, and that trans women are the equivalent of blackface, both of which are such blatantly obvious notions, yet are so aggressively labeled anathema in culture today as to be blasphemous. The hilarious heresy continues when he points out that Caitlyn Jenner, formerly Bruce Jenner, won a Woman of the Year award the first year she was ever a woman, despite never having menstruated, which in Chappelle's eyes is like Eminem winning Nair of the Year.
Subscribe to the podcast.